The National Weather Service has classified the storm hitting the Northeast today as a bomb cyclone. Snow, and gusty winds are pummeling the coast between Maryland and Maine. More than 5,000 flights have been canceled, train service disrupted, power knocked out for more than 115,000 homes, and the governors of six states have declared a state of emergency. Meteorologist Dave Epstein, covering it all from member station WBUR. Dave, thanks so much for, you're really part of our show here, aren't you?
Oh, I love it. I love being with you and talking weather. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're very lucky to have you. What's it look like outside the window?
Well, I'm just west of Boston, and we have visibility down to about a quarter mile. So that means it's snowing anywhere from about 1.5 to 2 inches an hour. Logan Airport, visibility went down to about 1/10 of a mile. They've had blizzard conditions now for 4 hours in a row. So I suspect when the folks at the National Weather Service kind of look at it, they will declare it an official blizzard, at least for Boston. So the warnings will verify with all the heavy snow. And we've seen amounts over 14 inches in those southern suburbs around Easton, Stoughton, South Weymouth, all that south of Boston, where the heaviest snow is occurring.
What about wind?
Yeah, the winds have been really gusty. We've seen winds over 70 miles an hour across Nantucket. The winds at Logan have been close to 50 miles an hour. A lot of the south shore of Massachusetts, winds have been gusting up to between 50 and 60 miles an hour. And that's blowing and drifting the snow around. Temperatures up in southern New England are mostly in the teens. It's a little milder on the Cape, but it is a very cold snowstorm. So the one good thing is it's nice and light and you can move it around a little bit easier, but you really have to bundle up if you're cleaning up.
And so the term bomb cyclone comes from this whole combination of factors?
Yeah, that's right. Meteorologists storms to determine how strong they're going to be. And when we see a storm that's forecast to decrease in pressure, the lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. But if it's going to decrease 1 millibar per hour for 24 hours, we consider it undergoing bombogenesis. And what happens is the term cyclone and bombogenesis kind of get combined together to form this bomb cyclone term.
There's a movie waiting to be made with that title, isn't there? Bombogenesis.
Oh, absolutely. And there's actually up here, there's some beers named after Bomb Cyclone now. So everybody's getting in on it.
Dave, tell us about the cold that's expected to follow. How long will it last? And certainly that will probably complicate things, won't it?
Yeah, it'll make it a little more difficult for folks to be cleaning up. As we talked about, the snow is light and fluffy, but it will be cold. Wind chills down at or below zero from about 4 o'clock this afternoon all the way through about 9 or 10 tomorrow morning. We get into the 20s tomorrow with some sunshine. It remains cold on Monday and Tuesday, but actually we'll see melting here Wednesday and Thursday. It's not going to surprise me if some spots across southern New England, down through New York and New Jersey are in the 50s here during the middle part of the week.
In the 50s, my word.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to melt.
Now, Dave Epstein covers weather for member station WBUR, and he blogs about weather at the Boston Globe. Dave, we're so grateful that you and other folks at WBUR are there in place to help us cover this important story. So thank you very much for joining us as much as you have this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.